Last week, when discussing Vosla Mikdash Shachanti B'Selcham, I mentioned the critical machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, why it is that you don't count all the tzivuyim as independent mitzvahs. The Rambam writes that all the Kli HaMishkan are subsumed under the broader heading Vosla Mikdash. That's what the Rambam writes in Mitzvah Chav. And the Ramban, in the context of Big Day Kuna, writes that is not the case. After all, the Kli HaMikdash are Ein Ma'akfin Zezeh, and therefore the reason that it is not to be counted is because each one of the kelim is considered to be a hechsher avoda. The only reason it is necessary to have the Kli HaMikdash are in terms of their particular function of avoda. The reason you have a menorah is for the purpose of hadlokas aneros, and therefore creating the kli itself, that is simply considered to be a hechsher mitzvah, and a hechsher mitzvah is not to be counted as a mitzvah bifnei atzma in the minyan hamitzvahs. This, as mentioned, is very relevant not only in terms of Kli HaMikdash, but also in the discussion of Big Day Kahuna. Because the Rambam in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel writes that there is a mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. The Rambam writes, Shenitzdavu HaKonim Lubosh HaBagadim HaMiyuchava B'chol Rosifares, that a Kohen is obligated to wear the necessary Big Day Kahuna, and the Rambam tells us in Va'az Yavod B'Mikdash, and only once that is done can they participate in Avodah. So the Rambam counts Levishas Big Day Kahuna as an independent mitzvah. The Ramban cites the view of Halachos Gedolos that writes, this is not true. The Bahag does not have in Minyan HaMitzvos a mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kahuna. And the Ramban explains the reason for this omission is because it's simply a Hechsher mitzvah. It's necessary for a Kohen to ready himself for the purpose of Avoda, just as it's necessary to have the Kalim in order to see to it that the mitzvah of Avoda can be fulfilled. But the Ramban writes that Levishas Big Day Kahuna, according to Halachos Gedolos, is not a mitzvah, but rather is considered to be a Hechsher mitzvah, a Hechsher Avoda. The Ramban goes a step further and comments as follows, that if one should grant the Rambam Shita that there is a mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kahuna, then indeed it should not be counted as a single mitzvah, but rather should be counted as three separate mitzvahs, a Kohen Hedyav, and the two types of begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears, the Big Day Zav and the Big Day Lavan. So if indeed this is considered to be a mitzvah, it should be counted as three separate mitzvahs. If you look at the conclusion of the Ramban writes, this is the Shita of Halachos Gedolos, that Big Day Kun is not to be counted because it's only considered to be a Hechsher Avoda. The Ramban himself, however, Lemaskana, sides with the view of the Rambam that indeed this should be counted, and this is part of the Cheshbon of the Ramban as well in Minyan HaMitzvahs. So the Halachos Gedolos maintains that Big Day Kun is considered to be a Hechsher Avoda, then it is not counted. The Ramban writes that it is considered to be a mitzvah slavisha. The Ramban lemaskana does count Big Day Kuna as, in fact, a mitzvah. After all, Big Day Kuna, one could argue, is not simply a hechsher avoda. The Gemara describes in Zvachim da Peches at length that the Big Day Kuna are for the purpose of securing kapara as well. The Gemara delineates in Daf Peches and Beis in Zvachim. Each one of the Big Day Kuna serves as a vehicle for kafara, for particular averos. And the Rambam does count it, but the Ramban's kash is the following. If indeed it is to be counted, why is it considered to be one mitzvah, not three separate mitzvahs? Apparently, the Rambam's sheet is the following. It is true that there is a mitzvah of the Vishas Big Day Kuna, but what is the purpose of that mitzvah? Pashup Shad, according to the Rambam, as follows. The Rambam tells us that the mitzvah is one of Levishas Big Day Kahuna, and the Rambam writes, Va'oz Yavod HaMikdash, and then subsequently, Avoda is done. If you look, for example, in the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, when the Rambam enumerates the various mitzvahs he's going to discuss, the very beginning of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in Mitzvah Yud Beis, the Rambam writes the following, that the mitzvah I'm about to describe is Libos Big Day Kahuna La'avoda. The Rambam adds the term La'avoda. If you look in the Minyan HaMitzvos in the very beginning of Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam writes the same thing is true. Lihios HaKohanim Loshim La'avoda Big Day Kahuna. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Minyan HaMitzvos, the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, all defines Levisha in terms of Avoda. The Rambam Shita apparently is the following. It's not as the halachos gedolos, that it's purely a heksha mitzvah. There's a mitzvah slavisha. But what is the mitzvah of Levisha? Lahachshir es atzmo la'avoda. In other words, lilbosh habagadim hanitzrochim la'avoda. Whereas the halachos gedolos writes it's only a heksha mitzvah, the Rambam agrees that the purpose of wearing big day kuna is to ready oneself for the avoda, but that is considered to be an independent mitzvah. So the Rambam would agree, it's not as the Ramban necessarily describes that this is considered to be an independent mitzvah slavisha, but it is not merely a hechsher mitzvah, it is counted minin ha-mitzvahs, but the mitzvah is lahachsher atzma la-avoda. So whatever the avoda requires, if it's a kohen hedyo, it requires 4 begadim. If it's a kohen gadol, it requires 8 begadim. The kohen gadol yom kippurim requires big day lavan. Whatever is necessary for avoda, that is the mitzvah. Lahachshir es atzmo la'avoda, and therefore the Rambam writes, it is not 3 mitzvos, it is not a heksha mitzvah, rather it is a mitzvah incumbent upon the kohen, lahachshir atzmo la'avoda. This is the shita of the Rambam, and why indeed it should be counted as a mitzvah in that sense. You see this also from the Rambam, not only in terms of the Hagdaras HaMitzvah, of Lahachshir Atzmo La'avoda, but the Rambam I've often discussed, the very end of Hilchos Kalayim, in Perek Yud Halacha Lama Gimel, Halacha Lama Beis, where the Rambam writes the following Chiddush, that if a Kohen were a Big Day Kuna Shelo B'Shas Avoda, the Rambam writes that there is Malkus Daraisa. The Avnik, the Rambam writes, contains Shatnez, and the dispensation for the kohen to wear the big day kuna is only b'shas avoda. So if a kohen wore a big day kuna shlo b'shas avoda, there's malkus daraisa. That fits in very well with the hagdaras Rambam. There's no independent mitzvahs levisha, but rather the purpose of levisha is lahachshir es atzmo la'avoda. So on one level, that is the hagdaras hamitzvah. Number two, halacha lamaisa, that if a kohen will wear the big day kuna shelo b'shas avoda, in such a case there's malkus daraisa for violating the isser of shatnez. If one would argue that there's an independent mitzvah slavisha, that would not necessarily be the case at all. Another possibility, if you look, for example, in Sefer Mitzvahs from Sadiagon, also Rav Sadiagon counts big day kuna as a mitzvah, but he includes it in the parshios hamutalos al hatzibur. There are certain parshios, certain responsibilities of the tzibur as a whole. And in that heading, Rav Sadiagon counts big day kuna. Rav Yerucham Perlov explains that maybe the chiddush of Rav Sadiagon is the following, that just as there is a mitzvah of asiyas hamishkan, so too there is a halacha of asiyas big day kuna. The mitzvah slavisha is not a chavas hatzibur, that's a mitzvah which is incumbent upon the kohen. But the Torah insists that you have to have a Mishkan, you have to have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to have Big Day Kahuna, and therefore, just as one would count Vasli Mikdash as a mitzvah, the same thing is true when it comes to Big Day Kahuna as well. If that's true, there are several possibilities in terms of understanding the Hagdara of Big Day Kahuna. According to Rav Sadiagon, Rucham Pro suggests it's a mitzvah sasiya. According to Halachos Gedolos, it's merely a heksher mitzvah, a heksher avoda. According to the Rambam, that mid-ground, it's true that it's not 3 independent mitzvahs, but the mitzvah is one which is lahachshir atzmo la'avoda. The theoretical possibility that the Ramban mentions, that maybe there is a mitzvah slavisha, ad kedei kach, that you would count this as 3 separate mitzvahs. But clearly, according to the Rambam Shita, it is not merely a heksher mitzvah, but rather it is a mitzvahs levisha. You also see this elsewhere in the Rambam as well, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes the following chiddush, that Ketzad Seder Levishas HaBegadim. What is the necessary order that the Kohen will don the Big Day Kuna? So the Rambam explains, when it comes to Kohen Hedyot, it's first the Michnasayim, followed by the Ksones, followed by the Avnet, followed by the Mitznefes. Michnasayim, Ksones, Avnet, Mitznefes. And the Rambam in Halacha Gimel goes on to elaborate what is the Seder Levisha when it comes to Bidei Kohen Gadol. The Minchas Tinuch in Mitzvah Tzadites is bothered by this. Mehecha teisa that there is a seder levishas habegadim. How do you know that it's critical that first michnasayim, ksones, avneid, mitznefes? The Minchas Chinuch does acknowledge what's obvious in the Gemara. That's the sugya in Yuma and Afchav Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara writes the following: that minayin shlo yihiya dover kodol michnasayim. How do you know that the first garment that the Kohen wears is the michnasayim? And the Gemara quotes the pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra, u'michnasei bad yolbash al besaro. So therefore, what does it mean that the michnasayim should be placed al besaro? That means that that is the first of the big day kuna. The michnasayim should be placed when the other big day kuna are not at all worn by the Kohen. That's all you have in the Gemara, that the michnasayim should be worn first based on the pasuk. But how do you know that that means there's a whole seder levisha, michnasayim, ksones, avneit, mitznefes? The Minchas Chinuch suggests that maybe in Achinami there really is no formal seder levisha. All that is required is that the michnasayim are the first of the big day kuna, because the pasuk says al basara. When it comes to shar begadim, perhaps ein kpeda klal. And why is that the Rambam writes michnasayim ksones avnet mitznefes? Simply that nakat sidra dekra. That's the order of the pasuk when the Torah describes the big day kuna. But lav dafka that that's halacha of seder. Again, but Pashup Shat Rambam, it certainly is not that way. Right? This would be a very unusual way of presenting the halacha of the Gemara, that the michnasayim must be first, saying Ketzer Seder Levisha Sabagadim, and telling us, delineating how it is in the exact precise order that that must in fact be done. So perhaps, again, you understand that this is the Rambam Lashita saying in the following sense. If you assume that Levisha's big day kuna is not a mitzvah at all, but rather all it is a hechsher mitzvah, then true, it is a chiddush to assume that there is a seder Levisha sabagadim. After all, the Levisha itself is not a mitzvah in and of itself. It just simply means that the Kohen cannot be mechuser begadim. And enochinami, if the Gemara is going to have a drasha that tells us the michnasayim are tchila, that is uniquely true regarding michnasayim, but it doesn't necessarily shed light on anything else. Pashem Shat, the Shitas Rambam is the following. This is the Chiddush of Ravois. That, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah. And every mitzvah, right, has a necessary seder, a hagdara, a sequence. And if the Torah presents the order of michnasayim ksonis avdein mitznefes, and the Gemara tells us explicitly, bidav konakat, in the sense that the michnasayim must be first, not just simply that the Torah is presenting. So therefore, that sheds light on the entire sequence of the big day kahuna. The Torah is telling us that the presentation of the big day kahuna, michnasayim ksonis avdein mitznefes, is not just simply these are the big day kuna, but rather it's a halacha of seder levisha v'haraya. The first of the big day kuna that are presented is michnasayim, where the Gemara tells us Yisin Chumash V'Yikra must be the first. That sheds light on all of the big day kuna. And why is this true? Precisely, Shitase, because the Rambam maintains that there is a mitzvah levisha. So mitzvah must have a sequence, a seder, a hagdara. If you assume as halachos gedolos, you're right. Where do you see that a seder should be so critical when it comes to that which is hechsher mitzvah? But if you assume indeed that this is considered to be a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and the pasuk points out the kpeda that mesayim is first, so therefore hu adinami. So you don't have to argue as the Minchas Chinuch does when it comes to shar v'gadim, and the Rambam simply called those as well because that sidr dekra nakat. No, but rather bidavka nakat, that this is part of the mitzvahs levisha as well. Even a further point. That Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, quotes a further machlokas. We know that if one fails to wear the appropriate big day kahuna, so that is referred to as mechuser begadim. In such an instance, it's nisa daraisa, the avoda is psula, A person who does avodah mechusar begadim is chayiv misa b'nei shamayim. The Ramban refers to the halachas gedolos that this is an independent lav, lav samaches, that halachas gedolos counts the iser lav of mechusar begadim sheshimesh. The Rambam does not have such an iser. The Rambam does not count in minyan hamitzvos the lav daraisa of mechusar begadim. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in Perek Yud Halacha Dalet, right, this becomes somewhat clear with a fascinating chiddush that the Rambam writes. The Rambam tells us if you have a Kohen Gadol, Shashimesh Bepachos Mishmona Begadim, who has less than the necessary Big Day Kohuna, or else if you have a Kohen Hedyot, Shashimesh Bepachos Mi'arba Begadim, the Kohen Hedyot does avod with less than the Dalet Begadim, that is Mechusar Begadim, Avodoso psula, chayv misa b'dei shamayim, and then the Rambam adds the following two words, kizar shishimesh. After all, right, it's as though that a non-Kohen is doing the avoda. And the Rambam quotes the pasuk from Shmos Chavtes, Shenemar, v'chagartos of Avnet, the Kohen wears the big day kuna, and then the pasuk says, v'haisa lahem kuhuna. What does that mean? That it's necessary to wear the big day kuna in order to be able to reach that level, to obtain that sense of Kedushas HaKohen. The Rambam continues and quotes the Gemara, it's found in Zvachim and Daf Yin Zayin Amud Beis, and in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Gimel, that Bizman Shebigdeyan Alehen, Kuhunasin Alehen. When the Kohen wears the big day kuna, Kuhunasin Alehen, then he's a Kohen. Ein bigdem lehem, ein kunasin alehem. And the Ram reiterates, therefore, harei hein kizarim. And the pasuk says, v'hazar hakarev yumas. That's a fascinating chiddush according to the Rambam. That mechusar begadim is not an independent iser, but rather, it is osir b'toras zar. It's comparable to a case of a zar shashimesh. The Rambam writes the same in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Yates Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, Mechusar begadim, harehu kizar, and velokim avad. The Rambam writes that the iser of Mechusar begadim is not an independent iser, but rather that which is dino kizar. There's a fascinating chakira that Rav Yosef Engel, the Esven Daraisa, raises in Klal Yutes. Big Day Kohuna, what is its focus? What is its purpose? He writes a fascinating chakira to whether it is letzorech kehuna or is it letzorech avoda. To what extent are the big day kuna necessary in terms of the gavra? To what extent is it necessary in terms of the avoda? After all, we mentioned earlier that Gemara Zvachin apeichesim and beis, that big day kuna secure kapara, just as a carbon is machaper. Big day kuna mechaprim. That seems to indicate that the big day kuna is rooted in avoda. Avoda's mechaperes, big day kuna mechaprim. The way the Rambam presents, bizman shebig denes and kunas nalayan, it's halachin gavra. A kohen must do the avoda, and one does not have the necessary kedushas kohen la avoda unless he's wearing the big day kuna. In fact, that sugi in Zvachim and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis quotes two different makoros for this halacha of mechusar begadim. The first makor the Gemara quotes, this is the Rambam writes, "Bizman shebigdenim u'kanasin aleihem." That lechor is halachin gavra. Then the Gemara quotes another makor. The Gemara says, "Gzera shava av chuka chuka mishtui yayin." Just like when it comes to shtui yayin, that is a psul avoda. And the pasuk uses the term chukas olam l'dorasechem. Hu hadinami here in Shmos Chavtes, when it comes to big day kuhuna, the pasuk says the big day kuhuna are chukas olam. So therefore, the Gemara is gzera shava. Just as shtu yain is a psul avoda, hu hadinami mechusar begadim is a psul avoda. It could very well be not fully muchach, but the two makaros that the Gemara quotes reflect these two aspects. The first makor kolei bizman shibig dena konas layan refers to gavra. The second, in terms of pul of shtule yain, there the Gemara refers to psule avoda. This is also relevant for another chiddush that the Rambam writes. This Rambam is found in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash in Perek Tes Aloch Yinamon. The Rambam writes the following chiddush. Let's assume, for example, you have a Kohen who's a Tvuyom. So he was Tameh, and he's awaiting Harav Shemesh. But he's Tameh, he cannot do the Avoda. Or Mechusar Kippurim. And he's also Mechusar Begadim. And V'lo Rachatz Yadayim V'Raglayim. Multiple problems, many different elements that each one independently would prevent him from doing Avoda. And V'Avad, and that Kohen does the Avoda. So the Rambam writes that Chayv Kol Achas Ve'Achas. He's chayv for each one independently. The fact that he did not do rechitzas raglayim v'aglayim is a separate reason of the fact that he was a tvuyom. And therefore, there will be a multiple onesh. There are many different reasons that this person is not allowed to do avoda. The Rambam simply writes the following. This is all fine and good, right, if you're a kohen. But im hayazar, let's assume, for example, you're not a kohen. You're not even royal avoda in any shape or form. So the Rambam writes that Ein Elok Elachas Mishum Zaris. So you only get one set of Malkus, right? Namely, Betorah Zar. A Kohen who potentially could do Avoda, so then each factor that would forbid him from doing Avoda is an independent basis for Onesh. If you're not in the Parsha entirely, that certainly is not true. So just simply, the Kesef Mishnah writes the following, just elaborating on that Rambam. If you have a Zar who does Avoda, and he's Mechusar Bigodim, so he gets one set of Malkus. Why is that true? So the Kesef Mishnah explains the following. Look, if he's a Zar, so he can't even potentially do Avoda. So since he's Eino Raya La Avoda, so therefore, he's not going to get a separate onesh for Mechusar Begadim. The whole Isra of Mechusar Begadim is only regarding one who potentially could do Avoda. And therefore, the Kesef Mishnah explains, if it's a Zar who's Mechusar Begadim, since Eino Raila Avoda, so therefore, that's it. There is no separate onesh for Mechusar Begadim. So Rashi Weiss just pointed out, in light of these Chidushim of the Rambam, perhaps one can explain that's not necessarily the case in a Zar who is Mechusar Begadim. If, for example, let's say it's a Zar who is Tameh, a Zar Shlorachatz Yadayim V'Raglayim, yeah, that's true. Since he couldn't do Avoda altogether, so he's not included in that detail. But if you're dealing with the case, as the Kesef Mishnah writes, a Zar who is Mechusar Begadim Sha'avad, there you don't have to come on to this chiddush that there isn't a double onesh because Eino Rai La'avoda, because he's a Zar, but rather Mechusar Begadim, the Rambam writes, is Dino Kizar. So therefore, even without this chiddush, that the other Isurim only apply to one who otherwise could do avoda. But in this context, you're dealing with Zar and Mechusar Begadim, you don't have to come onto this chiddush because Mechusar Begadim is chayiv mishum Zar. So if it's a Zar who is Mechusar Begadim, so obviously there is only one set of Malkus. You have to formulate that chiddush when it comes to other psulim. Maybe you could argue the other psul is only for a person who is within the parsha of Avoda. But in the strict case of Zara Mechusar Begadim, it's obvious that that in fact is true. So in this sense, there are different levels of Kedushas Kohen. There is a Kohen La'avoda, that's Bizman Shebigden Alehen Ku'unasan Alehen. Obviously, when it comes to the Kedushas Kohen Bigvulin, when it comes to other halachos regarding a Kohen, then certainly we don't assume Bizman Shebigden Alehen Ku'unasan Alehen. You can have a Kedushas Kohen for halacha A, Bigvulin. A Kedushas Kohen La'avoda, the Rambam writes, is only a Kohen who in fact is wearing the Big Day Kohuna. The Mordechai in Gittin, in Oz Tov Samach Aleph, quotes this fascinating incident. He writes that, Maisa be Kohen Shiyotzak Mayim Ayyidei Rabbeinu Tam. there was a case of a Kohen who poured water. He performed the service for Rabbeinu Tam. He washed his hands. And one of the Talmidim who was present raised the following kasha, that how can that be? Hashaninu b'Yerushalmi, one of the Talmidim asked Rabbeinu Tam the following, Hamishtamish b'kuhuna ma'o, if a person utilizes a Kohen, apparently for such a purpose, that's an Yisr Mi'ima. So how is it that you allowed a Kohen to wash your hands? Rabbeinu Tam answered that no. He cited this Gemara, Zvachim Yedzayin, Sanhedrin Pei Gimel, Bizman Shebigdein Aleihen, right? Kuhunasin Aleihen. And therefore, there isn't that level of Kedusha Bizman Hazeh, where the Kohen is not Lavush Bigdei Kuna, only Bizman Shebigdein Aleihen, Kuhunasin Aleihen. So the Mordechai relates, the Talmud presses a step further. If that's true, Bizman Shebigdein Aleihen, Aleihen, so therefore, imkein kol mila kedusha lo levelu. So therefore, why do all the halachos of a kohen apply? If you assume bizman shebigdein kanas lahen, the Mordechai says shasek Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam didn't answer the Talmud. The Mordechai continues and says that heishiv Rabbeinu Peter. Rabbeinu Peter said the following: what do you mean that even though a kohen has kedusha, nonetheless yachol imchol? Good, there's a mitzvah b'kidashto, but it's nitan l'machila. So if a Kohen decides to wash the hands of a non-Kohen, that's fine. B'toras mechila. So Rabbi Natam said this chiddush b'zman shebig denel kunasin aleihem. And the Talmud said, no, if that's true, what about everything else? Rabbi Napeter assumed, no, simply it's nitan l'mechila. What exactly was Rabbi Natam's response? B'zman shebig denel kunasin aleihem. But that applies when it comes to rechitzas yadayim. How do you understand that? So just the following ha'ar. When this Talmud was asking, how is it possible to allow the Kohen to wash your hands? And why? What's wrong with it? Because it says in the Yerushalmi, Hamishtamish b'kuhunam al. What do you need the Yerushalmi for? No, the Torah says, v'kidashto. There's a mitzvah that one has to treat the Kohen with kedusha, with reverence. So therefore, one should have argued that is it appropriate that the Kohen should wash the hands, right, of another? What was that whole chiddush of, right, the Yerushalmi says that Hamishtamish b'kunamo? So here a voice suggested is simply the following. And that is that now, of course, the Talmud was aware that there's v'kidashto. There's a mitzvah that one must be mechabed the Kohen. But that's something which is nitan l'mechila. Nitan l'mechila. V'chibadto, v'kidashto. That's nitan l'mechila. But the Yerushalmi goes a step further. Hamishtamish b'kohuna ma'al. There's an iser me'ila. The iser me'ila, that is not nitan l'mechila. That was the answer of Rabbeinu Tam. The iser of me'ila, that is only bizman shebigdein aleihen, kuhunasin aleihen. That chiddush of the Yerushalmi, that hamishtamish b'kuhuna ma'al, an iser me'ila, that's only a kohen who's lavosh b'bigdei kuhuna. So that's the chiddush Rabbeinu Tam. So the Talmud said, what about shar minei kedusha? No, that Rabbeinu Tam shosek Rabbeinu Tam, not because Rabbeinu Tam was stumped. That was not a kasha whatsoever. Shar inyanei kedusha. So that's a function of v'chibato, v'kidashto. No, that doesn't require big day kuna. The halacha of me'ila, where it's not nitan l'mechila, that is only bizman shebig day l'kunasin aleihen. Rabbeinu Tam would fully agree with Rabbeinu Peter. Now, that the other areas of showing proper kavod for kohen, that's nitan l'mechila. The halacha that should not be nitan l'mechila, that's only ma'al, avoda, hekdesh, that's bizman shebigdein lehen, konas lehen. If you look, for example, in Tosfos and Zvachim, Daf Chav Dalet, Der Maskel Hoil, Tosfos writes the following chiddush, that the bigdei kuhuna have the status of a kli sharis. What is a kli sharis? A kli sharis is mikadesh, that which is within the kli. Tosa says that The Gemara uses the term klisharis. Tosa says pirish big de kohuna mekadshim ha'odam la'avod avodam. The big deal for a mekadesh, just like a klisharis, is mekadesh its contents. So these are the halachos when it comes to kohen. Certainly there is kavod due to a kohen by virtue of the innate kedusha, but the kohen la'avoda, that's only bizman shebigdein ha'kanos la'ayin, and otherwise not. Rosh Sameach in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in Perakei Halachi Yitzayim, raises an unusual chakira, the following. What is the kedusha of kohen gadol? Is it kikohen hedyot, but nitosef b'kedusha? It's a kohen hedyot plus, right? That's the Rosh Sameach's chakira. Or is it a completely independent kedusha? Obviously, there's certain restrictions that the kohen gadol has. Many halachas it doesn't apply to a kohen hedyot. Would it be accurate to say that the kohen gadol is a kohen hedyot and more? Poshub shah. Or should one argue, no, it's a different cheftz entirely. Now the kedushas kohen gadol as opposed to that of kohen hedyot. He discusses this in Perakei Hilchos Klei HaMikdash because of machlokes between the Rambam against the Yerushalmi. The Rambam writes the following, Perakei Halacha Tezayin, that in order for a kohen to do avodah, it's necessary that the kohen first offer a korban. A kohen cannot do avodah, a kohen gadol cannot do avodah tchila, ad shiyavi asiris ha'efa. After all, the pasuk says in Vayikra in Perek Vav, ze korban aron uvana v'shiyakrivu l'Hashem, biyom himashach oso. So in order to initiate yourself as a kohen ha'oved, a korban must in fact be run. The next halach, halachi yitzayin, the Rambam writes the following chiddush. Kohen shlo avad adayin miyamav. This person never served as a kohen head yet. And for some reason, manuso kohen gadol. He who never did avod even as a kohen head yet, was appointed to be a kohen gadol. So the Rambam writes that mevi beiz karbanos lechanicho. In order to be mechanech this individual, two karbanos are necessary. One, chinuch is a kohen hedyot, and then the second, above and beyond that, the chinuch has a kohen gadol. The Kesef Mishnah quotes the Yerushalmi that that's not true, that a single asira se'efa is sufficient for the purpose of being mechanech this individual as the kohen gadol. So the Rosh Sameach writes, this is apparently the machlokes. If, in fact, that the Kohen Gadol is a step beyond, that means first you must be a Kohen Hedyot La'avodah, and then you can be a Kohen Gadol La'avodah, perhaps that's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, that two Karbanos are necessary. L'chanech oso ha-Kohen li'os Kohen Gadol. According to the Yerushalmi, maybe that's not true, right? It's considered to be, right, a different Gavra, different Cheftz Shokuna. In that case, the korban timachanech for kohen gadol is considered to be sufficient. The Rosh Sameach goes a step further and writes that perhaps this is linked to another issue. When the Torah describes in the parsha the avnate is made up of kilayim. Was this only true of the avnate of the kohen gadol? Or is it even true of the avnate of the kohen hedyot? These are 2 days in the Gemara Yuma. That either the avnate of the kohen hedyot was kilayim just as the avnate of kohen gadol, or that no, the avnate of kohen gadol was kilayim. The avnate of the kohen hedyot was just simply shalbutz. Or Sameach writes that perhaps this parallels. There is a kohen gadol and a kohen hedyot, both are obligated to wear an avnet. And the Torah describes in detail the avnet of kohen gadol. Can one assume that hu hadinami, that this is also what makes up the avnet of kohen hedyot? Maybe that depends on the link between kohen gadol and kohen hedyot. If you assume that the Kohen Gadol is a Sug Acher Legamre, as the Rosh Hashanah writes, then even the Avnet, which presumably is shared in the sense that both a Kohen Hediot and a Kohen Gadol must wear the Avnet, but Mehecha Teisi, the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is Shel Kilayim, but not the Avnet of a Kohen Hediot. As you know, the Rambam disagrees. That was that whole Rambam in Perek Yudif Hilchos Kilayim, that a Kohen Hediot cannot wear the Big Dikon Shlobashas Avoda, because Lo Kamipnei HaAvnet Shabo, because the Avnet of the Kohen Hediot as well was made up of that of the Avnet of Kohen Gadol. And therefore the Rambam's Kilayim problem. So Samiach suggests, maybe to an extent, this is L'shitase. If you assume that the Avnet, although not explicit in the Torah, but presumably the Avnet that the Torah describes in Kohen Gadol, and the Torah says the Kohen Hediot also has to wear the Avnet, we're talking about the same type of Avnet. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol is not viewed as being absolutely independent of Kohen Hediot. So therefore, when they have a shared beged, and such things should be the same. If you assume that it's entirely different, Kedushas Kohen, not a further degree, so therefore, Enochinami, that there's no raya at all to assume that the Avnet of Kohen Hediot is made up of that which comprises the Avnet of Kohen Gadol. Even a further possible chiddush. The Rambam tells us that Mechusar Begadim is Dino Kizar. The further chiddush in the Rambam is the following. The Rambam gave us a couple of examples of that. Mechusar Begadim. One was the following. A Kohen Hediot who does Avoda Bipachos Midalit Begadim. But then the Rambam gave us a further example, that Rambam Perek Yud Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, a Kohen Gadol Sheshimesh Papachos Miches Begadim. That is even a further chiddush. After all, if in fact this issue, Mechusar Begadim, a separate Issa, or whether it's Dino Kizar, one could have argued that if it's a Kohen Hediot who is lacking the basic Big Day Kahuna, that's Dino Kizar. But if it's the Kohen Gadol who is missing one of the 8 Big Day Kahuna, there you'd also assume Dino Kizar. Maybe one could have argued that that's not Dino Kizar. Maybe one could have argued that perhaps is a separate independent Isser that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to wear the requisite Big Day Kahuna. This is a further chiddush in the Rambam, that this halacha of Dino Kizar also applies to the Kohen Gadol who wears 7 out of 8 of the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Because one could have argued that that's not true, but the Rambam writes that no. The Rambam includes both of those in his description of Mechusar Begadim. And the Rambam writes that in both cases, when it's Chayav Misa B'nei Shamayim, Kizar Shashimesh. In other words, that there are different levels, right, of Kedushas Kohen. There's a Kedushas Kohen Begvulin, as we discussed. There's a Kedushas Kohen La'avoda. And there's a Kedushas Kohen Gadol La'avoda. And if each one is missing, right, whatever the requirement is, that's Dino Kizar. And even the Kohen Gadol wearing 7 out of 8 of the Big Day Kuna is not a separate Isser. Even a further Chiddush in the Rambam. This is the next halacha. In Ochos Klei HaMikdash Perek Yud Halacha Hei. Not only is there halacha of Mechusar Begadim, but there's also halacha of Yitur Begadim. If a Kohen is Miyutar Begadim, he wears more than is necessary. That the Gemara also tells us in Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin, that also is considered to be a psul of Avoda. Yitur Begadim. Perhaps one could have distinguished and argue that even if you'll grant Mechusar Begadim is Dino Kizar, and therefore Chayiv Misa B'nei Shamayim Kizar Shashimesh, that's Mechusar Begadim. The person is lacking the necessary requirements of a Kohen La'avoda. A Kohen wears something in addition That also is Dino Kizar. He's missing, is that true? Not missing anything, right? Above and beyond what is necessary. Improperly, right, he's wearing an extra beged. So that's a further chiddush in the Rambam. The girsa we have in the Rambam, Chos Klei HaMikdash, in Perek Yud Halacha Hei, is Kishen, Shemuchusar Begodim Chayav Miso, and Posel Avoda, Kach, the same is true when it comes to Yitr Begodim. For example, the Rambam writes, a Kohen Shalavash, two different Ksonos, two different Avnetim. A Kohen Hedyot who wears Big Day Kohen Gadol. The Rambam writes, Hare Zechila Havoda, V'chayev Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Rambam we have is a very great Chiddush. Number one, the Diyuk in Lashon Rambam, Kishem, just as Mechusar Begadim, so to Yutur Begadim. And the Rambam writes halacha, Chayiv Misa B'nei Shamayim. The Rambam said the Chayiv Misa B'nei Shamayim is because of Zar Shashimesh. You see, apparently a great chiddush in the Rambam. Apparently, the halacha of Dino Kazar means any Kohen who is Eino Lavush Kihilchasa, Eino Lavush Karayu, a Kohen who is not properly wearing Big Day Kuna, whether too few, too many, that Al-Pidin is called the Zar Shashimesh. It comes to Machsa Shekel, the Torah says, there's an Isra of Lo Yarbe, Lo Yamit, no? You must do it in this fashion. Right? Anything more, anything less, that's considered to be the same Isra. If you look in the Frankel Rambams, it quotes the name of the Knesset HaGdola, a different gears entirely. And the proper gears in the Rambam should be, is ve'eno chayiv misa. True, there's an iser of yitro begadim, but ve'eno chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. That gears in the Rambam distinguishes between the two. The chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim kizar shishimesh is only one who does not have the requisite big day kona. What about yitro begadim? That Yitr Begadim is a separate Isser. But that, Psul Avoda, but that is not the Torah Zar. The Girsa we have in the Rambam is Kishem and Chayim Yisab Nei Shamayim. The other version of the Rambam, a Chiddush, that distinguishes. There's an Isser in both cases. However, the Halach of Kizar Shashimesh, Bizman Shemidim Kanoslanin, only applies to Mechusa Begadim. Doesn't apply to a case of Yitr Begadim. Even a further chiddush. Even our gears in the Gemara, in the Rambam, where kishem shemachusir begadim, whatever is true of mechusir begadim also is true of yitr begadim. And just as that's betar azar, the same thing here is true betar azar. And therefore there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim even yitr begadim. What is the definition of yitr begadim? The Rambam gives you an example. Now, the Kohen wears a double ksonis. Kohen wears two avnetim. The Kohen Hedyot wears Big Day Kohen Gadol. That's also a chiddush. But here the Rambam seems to limit this halacha of Yitr Begadim to improperly wearing the Big Day Kohuna. A double avnet, a Kohen Hedyot who wears Big Day Kohen Gadol. What if a Kohen would wear a tie doing the avoda? That the Ram doesn't refer to in this halacha. There the Ram does not write kishem, and the Ram does not write that you have misa b'dei shamayim. Even if you're willing to grant that position of the Rambam, that there is a halacha of zorus, yitro begodin, chav misa b'dei shamayim, the Rambam's example is again improperly utilizing the big day kuna. The Rambam does write in Perek Yud Halacha Ches, Epochus Klei HaMikdash, just a couple halachas down. The Rambam discussed Mechusar Begadim, Halacha Dalet. Perek Yud Halacha Hei, the Rambam discusses Yitr Begadim. Then the Rambam Halacha Ches writes the following case, that Korach al Besaro Beged Shelo B'Makom Begadim. Let's assume, for example, a kohen wears some other type of beged. So in such an instance, the Rambam writes that that is also the avoda is mechulleles. But it's interesting, in that halacha, the Rambam does not write that such a kohen is chayiv misa b'nei shamayim. That, perhaps one could argue, is a separate issa. The real halacha mechusar begadim, which is dino kizar, and yitr begadim, is only regarding the big day kohen themselves. If a kohen will don something other than big day kohuna, Enochinami. The Rambam writes that Hareze Posel, Enochinami, it is considered to be that which is Posela Avoda. But nonetheless, the Rambam does not say what is Chayv Misa B'nei Shemayim. Maybe again that that's Mamish B'davka Nogat. The Chayv Misa B'nei Shemayim to say it's Halachin Zarus is only a function of in Isra Levisha Big Day Kuna. So therefore, the Rambam assumes it applies when it comes to Mechusar Begadim. The two Gersos we have in the Rambam, whether it applies to Yitr Begadim. But even if you acknowledge it applies to Yitr Begadim, it only applies to Yitr Big Day Kahuna. Not when it comes to any other type of Beged, Karach Al Basaro Beged Shlom Makam Begadim. In such a case, then that's a separatist of the Rambam writes, but there's no Chiyuv in that case of Misa. These are just a few of the ha'aros in terms of the different concepts of Big Day Kuna, the extent that Big Day Kuna being a Hechsher Mitzvah, being a Mitzvah Slavisha, right, a Mitzvah Slavisha with the Halacha of Seder, and the Chiddush, the relationship of Big Day Kuna with the Halacha of Yitr Begadim, Chusr Begadim, and its relationship to that which is Dino Kizar. Okay. I want you to begin the next week, begin the Chazara. I think I want to give at least one shir, which is purely in the realm of the Halacha Lamaisa in terms of some applications of Shin Chazara Bizman Hazeh. That shir probably will not be on Sunday. I'd like you to start the Chazara right away. And then in the course of the week, maybe we'll have another shir about these details, La Halacha. Okay, so let's start.